All right, everybody, welcome. We are here to just chat for a couple of minutes. We've had a lot of questions with all of our new followers about our first 400 program. So just wanted to highlight some of the elements of that for you all.
Yeah, we kind of just broach those topics and the questions, rather, get right into it.
So one of the questions that we've had is, what is this first 400 program? So this is our onboarding program that we use in our practices to train both our front and back office team members, whether they have dental experience or not. And it has accelerated our onboarding time from 6 months to 60 days. So this is also a program that we have for our private clients if it's something that you're interested in utilizing in your practices.
So if you guys are anything like we used to be, or I used to be, I think rather, we always had a training program. We always had SOPs. We always had systems. A lot of times those systems and SOPs and training programs sat in a binder on the top shelf collecting dust. And then we just trained on the job or hoped for the best hire in the world. How is this different?
So it definitely is not collecting dust on the shelf. This is something that we are using actively with all day. All of our team members have a login for this program and they have it up on their computer screens. Again, whether they are front office or back office team members. So first and foremost, when they're onboarding, it gives them goals for every single week so that you know what they're focusing on that week and then making sure that we're accomplishing those goals.
And what does that do differently than having someone train and read through SOPs? What are the outcomes that our clients are expecting and getting?
Yeah, I think they're very tangible, and it's making sure that your team members that you're hiring can be participatory on your team almost from day one. It's very easy to just say, I flipped through the SOP and I've got it, but there isn't an actual accountability and the actual content that we're getting at.
Yeah, and I think it's for me. It was knowing that things were being done, even when I wasn't right there to make sure. You know, having that awareness or having that confidence that things were getting done. Exactly.
Well, instead from your hiring process, you know, I think everyone from a dental standpoint is looking for that unicorn who has dental experience. You know, you have this sense of security when you have someone with dental experience. What was your experience with someone coming in and onboarding someone with experience?
It was hit or miss. And to be perfectly honest, it was mostly miss. And it was, and the reason was, is not necessarily they weren't good at what they did, or they didn't have a lot of experience or awareness of the dental industry or the flow of the practice. What ended up happening, though, when people came in with experience, is that they had hard baked or baked in ways they were doing things, and they were either completely wrong by anyone's definition, or they just were drastically different than what we wanted to do. And when it's one thing to train someone on the job that way, and there weren't a lot of people that just said, well, this is the way I've done it for 5, 10 years, I'm not ever doing it your way. They might that we did have definitely had a few that said that. But what happened was, is when I then tried to train them on the job, it was training in these situational times. Like when a situation came up, I would train them on that situation. And it was slow. And what happened was they would always revert back to the way they'd always done things. And so what happened was we had generally whatever protocol at the time we were doing was really determined on the person with experience coming in and kind of guiding that a little bit. And if they weren't guiding it properly, everything kind of just went off the rails. And so when I didn't have a set protocol or a set system of doing things, I didn't have anything to train them. Because it was really just kind of what I was seeing it come to the office in any given day.
Well, and in team members' defense, if we're not setting the expectations, you can't assume that they're going to have everything straight. You know, we have seen this with practice acquisitions where we're asking, you know, the selling doctor, okay, well, where are your OSHA training logs? Is your HIPAA documentation? Where are your sterilization records? Well, my assistants were supposed to be doing that. That's your liability. Whether your assistants were supposed to be doing that or not, OSHA's not coming after them. They're going to come after you, friends. That is the reality. So it's a trust but verify. And don't just assume, again, having the dental assistant who's been doing it for 20 years, well, of course they're keeping track of all the sterilization records. Are they? Are they really?
Yeah, it's a good point because it's not your job to know how to do every little detail, but it is your job to know what they're supposed to do and what the deliverables are and their end result, right? And so Yes, we're going to develop these protocols with our clients, and they're map them out. We have so many of them templated. We can customize it very, very efficiently. But you're not going to be doing any of these as a doctor. But you need to know what they're supposed to do, or what you're supposed to see, and the result you're supposed to see, the consistency that you're supposed to see. And if we didn't have anything written down, or if I didn't know what that consistency, or that I didn't know what that result was, other than just having a smooth day or having people pay at the end of the day, whatever it was, everything just was a mess, complete mess. And it stresses me out. It stresses the team out. We had high turnover. We had patients that, paid sometimes, didn't pay other times. Billing was, happening some days, not happening other days. Sometimes they would just come in on Fridays to do all the billing for the week, whatever it was. But it really was, the inconsistency was really detrimental from a financial and from a stress standpoint.
One of the things that have come up, especially with people with experience, is, well, they don't want to learn something new, or they can't get used to your computer system. And this has been a transition for us over the years that we've had to evolve and be confident in the fact, if someone is not willing to learn, if someone is not able to use our computer system, they are not the right fit for us. And we can be in a situation where hiring might be challenging and you just need someone in the chair. But if you're going to have someone who's just fighting you every step along the way, especially from the beginning, they are not the right fit for you.
Yeah, that's a good point. Because if we don't have your, and this is the, part of the program too, is, and will be a big change for us, was our job descriptions. And I know that kind of sounds a little ho-hum, not very exciting, but these aren't normal job descriptions, right? And they're designed to kind of instill some accountability, some fire, honestly, get people excited about the role and kind of what their responsibilities are going to be. But just like Jennifer said, if when we wrote down and advertised and told people what they're expected of, what their job description is, we could figure out if they're a right fit, or they could figure out if they're a right fit like that immediately. And so we weren't having a lot of this kind of, oh, we'll try someone for 2 weeks. Oh, they didn't work after 3 months. It was, we know this works because we've done it, I don't know how many times now, a ton. And if you're not going to get on board, if you're not going to progress the way that we know you should progress over the 60 days, you're just flat out not a good fit. And we're not willing anymore to hire anyone that's not going to raise the bar for us. And we want every single hire to raise our average performer a little bit.
Well, and we can help with this even with job descriptions. This is part of the, or excuse me, our job ads. This is part of our program, as well as helping you from a recruiting side of things, because I have screening questions that I ask before I even get on the phone with someone. Part of it is a test to see if they even read the ad to begin with, because I'm really sick of getting on the phone for an interview and having someone say to me, "What company is this for again? And what job is this for?" Or people tell me, "Well, I don't like to talk to people." Also, not the job for you. Okay, it's not the job for you. So it can help you also stand out for someone really who is looking for something different, for someone who really does want to build a career and they're not just looking for the next position to clock a time clock. So how does this help then with us evaluating whether someone is the right fit for us or not?
Well, I mean, it's just like we kind of talked about it. It's very clear. And if we know exactly what we expect out of someone, if we know our team knows exactly what they expect out of a new team member, our doctors know what they expect out of a team and as a whole, it's becomes kind of easy, to be perfectly honest. I know HR and hiring and training is not an easy thing. It's one of the hardest, if not the hardest thing we do in our industry, in any industry for that matter. But when we have the systems and we have set, understood, agreed upon protocols and job descriptions, it becomes very, very easy because it's not black and it's not gray, it's black and white.
So how long was it taking to fire someone if they weren't the right fit prior to having a system like this?
Months, if not years, and I think that's what happens, is you're afraid to fire someone. What I always kind of was taught, and a lot of us were the same way, the perfect time to fire someone is right when you first think of it, right? Because that means it's already gotten to the point where you're considering that, right? And I think, fire fast and hire slow is kind of the generalized, theme that I think is practiced, mostly in well-run companies. But that's hard to do when we have a small team. We have a bigger team now, so it's a little bit more insulation. But when we only have a handful of people in an office, one person leaving might be 20 for 25% of your staff. And so that doesn't work on most days. You're just not going to be able to treat patients. So it becomes a little bit of a fear, a scarcity mindset thing where, okay, I know this person isn't the right fit. I know this person isn't doing what they're supposed to be doing, but I'm afraid to go out and go back into that job hunt and find someone that's better. And this is why people always find themselves looking for those unicorns with experience. And they don't come around that often. And even when they do, like we talked about earlier, they're usually a miss, not necessarily because of them specifically, but because of us, or just their, baked in terrible mindset or kind of diva mindset, which we have a lot of too. But when we have when everyone going into the job, the team going into the hire, the doctors going into the hire knows exactly what they should expect week after week after week, it becomes very clear. And we're also not afraid to fire someone because we know that we don't have to find a unicorn. We just need to find someone that's battery has batteries included and has the right mindset and wants a career. And those people are a lot easier to find than someone with all those traits and dental experience that's gonna actually, be willing to mold and kind of be flexible and work into our systems.
Well, and with the 8-week program, part of the reason it's designed this way, again, business owners from a liability standpoint, from an HR standpoint, from a benefit standpoint, your risk goes up significantly once you fire someone after 90 days. So if they're in within that 90-day probationary period, you have a little bit more flexibility, which is part of why this program is designed to be 8 weeks. So you can really evaluate that. And then if you do need to make that decision, you can do so. And you have this program to back it up. If someone is not up to expectations, and you're saying you're firing them because of the performance over their first 8 weeks, you literally have this to go back to. This also is where the recruiting part comes in place. We talk about having a pipeline constantly, whether you're hiring or not, because you never know when someone's going to have a life change and you want to have those people that are contacting your practice. I had a patient who I interviewed yesterday who reached out to me, not seen a job ad, just really has had positive experiences in our offices and wants to be part of our team. And she reached out to me to ask me to keep her in mind for any open positions that we have. So those are also the things that we can help you have the tools to help build that pipeline so that you aren't afraid of this hiring pool. Whether it's now, later, recession, economy, things are going to constantly change and you can't just be a victim to that.
I love that. I didn't know about this one yesterday that Jennifer just told us about, but I know we've had a handful of people actually do that in the past, and I think it's really, and I think one of them worked out, most of them did not, but it's a really nice compliment to get.
Absolutely.
And it
Absolutely.
definitely makes you feel good, that makes lets you know that you're right on the right track.
Absolutely. So if you would like to learn more, we would love to connect with you. Even if you don't think that coaching is something that's right for you right now, we're always open to just making connections with other colleagues. It's hard. Dentistry is hard. And these things to talk about, with your local dentists in the dental society is probably not something you want to put out there in the world and have the competition down the street thinking that you're struggling. So reach out to us. Lisa, we're happy to always just chat and connect. Our email is connect@pathwaydentalsolutions.com. It's also on our website. And we're here to see if we can help you not struggle with some of the things that we struggled with in the past. These are things that we are doing boots on the ground, literally as we speak in our practices.
Yeah, looking forward to connecting.
All right, sounds good. See you guys later. Bye.